That was fucking shit, wasn't it? It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Manchester United 2, Liverpool 1, with Dan Morgan, with Neil Atkinson, with Paul Cope. Paul, when we look at selections, I think we've got a genuine argument to make a point that for the first time since maybe the manager comes in October 2015, that an inclusion for someone like Milner maybe now goes beyond what he actually gives you in-game. If we talk about maybe intensity, if we talk about experience in a footballing sense, I wonder now whether selecting someone like Milner, and this isn't to say there's a problem by virtue of that with someone like Fabinho, but given the start of the season, selecting someone like Milner is playing to a wider point that something isn't quite right with this team mentally, in terms of their application, and maybe therefore he's looking to get what he classes as his leaders, as his example setters on the pitch, and maybe it colours things. I might be wrong, but I mean, there's a blank canvas with this, because given what we've gone through over the last 7 years with the riches we've had from this team, this is quite uncharted territory now.
Yeah, I heard someone mention it maybe with the Fulham game, that the and these are the things you know, it's difficult to pick up from the TV, but when you're in the ground, you can see more, that the team was really quiet, really quiet. And so what you've just said makes sense to me, that you, you know, you want a lad like Milner on the pitch for that. If that is the case, and I do think there are some, it was really interesting watching Klopp post-match in the various different post-match elements, because he didn't seem that, and look, massive caveat that they don't tell the truth and they don't have to tell the truth and all of that.
But he's decided he's taken it as well, by the way. I think he's decided, I'll take this and I'll let them know I'm taking it.
Yeah, maybe. But there are some concerning things, and I think that's another one of them. Do you know, if you're changing team selection to get someone like Milner on the pitch to talk more, to set standards, then I think that's it. There's a bit of concern in that in itself, considering where he is now in his career, like his age. You can never question Milner's commitment and fitness levels and stuff like that, but the reality is he should not be starting for us in games like this.